My name is Karen Greenwald, and this was my fourth ASP, and this was by far my favorite ASP. Almost everything was textbook definition of what your ideal week would be at ASP. We had an amazing staff, we had great weather, it was nice and breezy, and my crew had an amazing project which I was really excited about going to every single morning. Which sounds like it should be a given, but in past years, my favorite time of the day was going back to the center and hanging out with friends and just playing cards or whatever. So, when this year, going to the house and doing the actual volunteer work was my favorite, and it's what I look forward to every single day when I woke up. Which, when I was writing that, I just kept on thinking, wow, I'm such a terrible person for not making that my favorite part every other year I've been. And it made me feel like I have been going to ASP for the wrong reasons. But maybe this year it was the project that we had, or the wonderful group that I went with, or the family that my crew served, or just maturing a little bit, that made me really appreciate why we were there. I think that it was a mixture of all the above, but what stood out to me the most was how amazing the group that we went down with and how great my crew was. My crew had the leadership of Marianne and Glenn. We had Jimmy Stebbins, Carly Vizzetti, and the always giggling Emma Essex and Brooklyn Fuscone. This group of people are so unbelievably kind and made me feel so positive, and they made me laugh all day, every single day. They made me feel very welcomed, which felt really weird to even say because I'm 18 and I'm supposed to be the big kid that made them feel welcomed. But they were just so unapologetically themselves, and it made me feel like I could be too, and so it was just full of love, and it was the best week I could ever ask for. So full of love, though, that anytime I accomplished the smallest task, on or off the worksite, it was met with a resounding, "Karen!" And it never failed to make me smile from ear to ear. Along with that, they forced me out of my comfort zone. At our center, they had a bluegrass band that played a few songs for us, and when they asked if anyone knew the song, "I'll Fly Away," my eyes lit up, and it did not go unnoticed as I was asked to sing with them. So I shook my head no, and I was laughing because I don't want to sing in front of 40 people all by myself. However, this amazing group peer pressured me into going up there and singing by saying, "Karen!" and applauding and actually pushing me out of my seat. But I was extremely grateful for this group of people to push me to do what I'm too scared to do, even if I really did want to do it. So the last night, the staffers had organized an ice cream gutter, which is exactly what it sounds like. It's a gutter that belongs on the roof of a house, but we filled it with ice cream, and we all just stood around and ate it. And so we just pretty much, everyone just ate ice cream, like, until they were full. So then, when Marianne came up to me after the gutter was almost empty and said, "Hey, we're going to go get ice cream," I was confused. So I asked why, and she said that Allison Walters said that she likes it when it's just our group all hanging out and having a good time. And how could Marianne say no to that? But Allison really had the right idea, because this group of people is such an amazing group of people that I would spend hours on hours with and would never get tired, never get bored. I would always be laughing. And that's just something so special that I wouldn't give up for the world. These adults have watched me grow up in this church, and on this trip, everyone there, adults included, had put up listening to my drama and made me laugh always when I needed it. So a huge thank you to all of you for making this ASP an experience full of love and laughter. Thank you.